The guns have gone silent for now, in our struggle for survival, our enemy subdued for now, in our fight to live on. Though safe in this instant, we swear to be ever vigilant, organized when once more our pursuers strive again, to turn back into ashes what flames we have sparked, out of this thin air of truce. Now march forth, citizen of our nation, with love inexhaustible in your heart, as long as you remain breathing. When all of our intruders no longer spill our blood, not yours or mine, but ours, shared through our leader, that is when the guns can go silent forever in our fight to live on. Amen.
Did you attend the parade this afternoon, companion?
You did.
What were the new planes like? Loud?
Loud enough for their engineers to pierce through the cheering crowd?
I understand. Then I'm sure they will also frighten the enemy once our nation's glory must once again be fed through the art of war.
Yes, may all things go according to leader's great plan, of course.
Thank you for asking. I myself want to contribute to the future of our glory by servicing the reschooling center for the lost young ones. It is a task that will take time and effort, but I believe with enough days of work, we can turn even the most selfishly brought up children into useful citizens of the nation once more.
It just saddens me that their innocence has been damaged already, after so few months of bad upbringing.
I think what upsets me the most is that they could have been saved from all of this. If only the authorities of the nation's new dawn had not failed to register them in the first place.
Although, to tell you the truth, most of all I blame the biological parents. Can you imagine something so egoistic? To actively hide one of the nation's children from the state and keep it for yourself? Some of these children have even been subjected to real biological breast milk. Yes, from actual breastfeeding. Can you imagine that? To manipulate an uncorrupted baby by imprinting your individual intimacy onto it? Not to mention the way such behavior renders the mother infertile for months. And then, of course, I have to be the one dealing with those children's cries for mommy and daddy. That cruelty is heartbreaking to witness. I'm just so glad we were registered as quickly as we were, companion, and that our offspring is not here with us. Let us hope. Let us just hope the same will happen with any future children of the nation we will produce. Imagine the life he would have had. No sense of purpose whatsoever. No direction in life at all, except to cry, eat, sleep. When I think of the fact that children used to live like that such conditions used to be considered normal, I get sick to my stomach. All we can do for these poor small citizens now is to recondition them away from those unnatural needs. Exactly. We must teach them to feel the nation's warm embrace, just like we do. I'm so glad I get to share that with you, companion. I'm so glad you also realize that the only way to fully feel the leader's love is to practice abstinence from all other physical contact. I feel so happy that we share that devotion. Many things are good after all. Our offspring will get to grow up with decent values and become serviceable. Maybe even to the leader himself, if we dare dream. I mean, if we remain relentless in our endeavor to improve our devotion to his glory every day, that's what I... Pardon me, companion. What did you just ask me if I liked the food he prepared? It fully and adequately serves the purpose of providing much needed energy to serve the nation's honor and glory, companion. Yes, and it also has a taste which, of course, is irrelevant to its function, but I like it. Please, just sound normal. Why are you making this complicated again?
And the abundance from our harvest naturally come from our constant devotion to improve, so that the nation's future children may keep on living in the paradise we together create on earth, with the guidance of our leader.
Yes. Naturally, the nutrition I consume also serves to keep my body fertile and efficient in its reproductive functions. Although to speak of such duties, of course, isn't entirely fitting during the intervals when I'm not ovulating. I agree. It is a bit outside the ordinary routine that my ovulation is yet to arrive today. But I highly doubt we should have to worry about it. I'm absolutely certain it will solve itself in time, companion. We all must practice self-restraint in times such as these. Please, please don't keep doing this. You know what happens if anyone suspects anything. It's like you've completely forgotten that we're being watched. Did you just have a loss of memory and forget about the eye on the wall, or do you seriously wish to be re-educated?
You what? You disconnected the eye on the wall? Oh, nation, save us. What have you done? How long ago was it? So the self-diagnostic should have been completed by now. That means we will come back any minute now. Look, companion.
Okay, fine. Hunt. My love. We need to put our faces back on right now, or we will risk our entire stability here.
What? What? What do you mean, what for? Do you really want me to tell you what use stability has in our...
Please, don't get me started like this. You don't know what you're doing. I won't be able to... I'm not strong like you, okay? When you do this to me, I can't just shut down like I've done. I don't... Oh, my ears. Oh, my breasts. My neck. My ass. You feel so good to touch. No, no, please don't let your hands wander there. I can't take it, please. I'm already wet enough as it is. I just... Oh. I can't take it, please. Oh. 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 Fuck! Fuck! Let's see how it's about to come back on. Just fucking sit down opposite of me, okay? Abnormal. Fuck, how does my hair look?
Hurry up and button your shirt up all the way up!
Okay. Okay, okay, we can do this. We are a pair of loyal and serviceable companions. A pair of loyal and serviceable companions. Loyal and serviceable companions. Okay, okay. Anyway, us humans were never made for those kinds of messy connections in the first place. Look at all mammals who procreate efficiently. They have clear and regular breeding cycles where they take care of making sure the strongest possible new individuals of their species are put on this planet so that they can dedicate themselves to other matters later. Precisely. That is only the laws of natural selection. The fragile and infertile individuals in a functional clan are relieved from any such duties and should be happy for it. Can you imagine some of the absurd reactions I get from some of the ill-adjusted women when I'm about to give them their sterilizing injection? Some of them even talk of completely bizarre ideas about bodily autonomy and humanity, as if it were not our duty to reshape and improve humanity precisely by revoking the autonomy of the weak. Do you not agree, companion? Believe me, I've heard my share of reasoning that should be rightfully added to the scrap heap of historical mistakes. One woman even spoke to me about wanting a... orgasm completely outside of procreative duties, just for her own selfish, unrestrained pleasure. Could you fathom someone wanting that? To feel her genitals flooded with arousal, with
blood and wetness, ruining a perfectly clean uniform solely to reach her fingers down and touch herself between her legs, and let such an unnatural lubrication cover her fingers. I told you not to touch me there. I'm sorry, I can't fucking help it, okay? I know, I'll try to sound nonchalant. Fuck. Oh. Or maybe you could imagine her wanting more than her own fingers between her legs. Do you think such debased women are even capable of fantasizing about someone else's fingers? Someone's lips and face pressed up against their vulvas so they can ride them, guiding them to their most sensitive parts. Someone's wet tongue working its way along the labia slowly to reach the clitoris, and then just stay there and increase the intensity while inserting one, maybe two or more fingers. Oh, fuck, I can't hold this up anymore. I'm sorry. I know it's illegal to express this kind of sentiment using this kind of language. Forgive me, leader. Forgive me, my love. Yes, I called you that. I know. I don't care anymore. I can't keep pretending like this. It's breaking me apart. Don't you feel it too? Don't you just want to look at this piece of shit camera lens and tell whoever is on the other side of this fucking wall that all you ever wanted is a single moment of privacy? That if you only could get that, maybe you wouldn't have to break down like this and get arrested tomorrow. Do you know why I'm not ovulating? Do I even have to tell you? I don't want to give up more children to this fucking nation just to watch powerless as their humanity gets broken bit by bit. I'm done enough now. Give me a towel. Yes, that's exactly what I intend to do. I'm going to... There. They can't see us anymore. Can we agree on what you will tell them when they come for me? Good. You had nothing to do with this. Your companion had a moment of failing in her patriotic duties and needs to be properly re-educated. No. Kiss me again. Do you know that? Do you know the reproductively superfluous things I wanted to do with you for years? Do you, companion? No, I don't want to tell you. I want to fucking show you. In explicit detail and without any reprehensions. To make myself clear. Do you consent? That's good. Because I don't think I'm physically able to wait anymore. Now, I want you to remove your entire uniform and lay down on your back on this sofa. Now. Yes, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking off everything, and you should do the same. Why have you left your boxers on? Slide them off. Good. Now, I want to sit down atop your face, and I want both your hands on my ass. I want you to stick your tongue out and feel me grinding against it. And I want you to lick my cunt. I want you to go from my lips up to my clit, down again, and then stick your tongue into me, okay? And after you've done that, I want to bend down. Take your cock into my mouth.
I want to lick it, suck it, worship it, and I don't want us to stop until we both explode. Do you understand? Do you want that? Good. Are you ready for me? Stay exactly there. Adjust. That's right. Hold your tongue out just like that. And make my clown even wetter with your spit. Oh. Do you taste my juices? Is my pink little pussy nice and sweet for you? Good. How does my ass look? Yeah, grab it firmly. Let me feel your hands on it. Do you want to smack it? Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Don't worry, my love, it did not hurt. You can do it a bit harder if you want. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like, fuck, yes. You can even do it harder if you want. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. That's beautiful. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're... Yeah. You... Face other than my wet cut my Yeah, you like your face smothered with my wet cut and my ass cheeks, don't you? Oh, how much you fantasized about this. Oh, please don't lie to me. I can tell when I look into your eyes or when you linger to all of my body. To be approved by your nation's doctrine. Oh, fucking look at my cunt, please. Oh, yes, fuck, 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 you made me so fucking wet. Fuck, oh, yes, just like that. Oh, please, please. Oh, yes, oh, don't stop. Yes, right there, sweetheart. Oh, grip me tighter. Tighter, please, I can handle it. Yes. Oh, that feels good. Oh, my strength. All the way in, please. Yes, yes, right there. Yes. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, that feels so good. Yes, yes, right there. Be good to me. Yes. No, we have limited time. Please don't tease me. You can be here any minute. Oh, yes. Go fucking good. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm yours. Oh, you can take as fucking long as you want. Yes. 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 Get up yet. Just stay like that. Now I'm going to take care of you. Do you see my cunt? Do you smell my scent? Can you feel the taste on your tongue? Oh, you felt so know, just take all of that in while I return the favor to you. Let me lean forward and suck your cup now. I want to taste it so badly. How many times have you lived on my lips? One of them like this, wrapped around your cock. How many times have you wanted me to spit on it? I'll move it up like this. And then just lick everywhere. My love, you are hard as a fucking rock. Do you know how badly I wanted to tell you that your cock is so fucking beautiful? I love how it throbs. How it throbs and twitches in my mouth. I'm gonna start sucking deeper. I need it. I really, really need it. I want your cock coated with my fucking spit, baby. I want to run it down to your balls. In between your gorgeous ass cheeks. I ruined the carpet. Can I rub your balls with my hands while deep throating you? Baby, her balls feel so good. So heavy and filled with. Procreative. Redundancy. Grab my hair, baby. I want you to set the pace. I want you to make me take it. I know you've dreamed about that. Made me swallow your whole cup. No. Yeah, fuck my throat, baby. Don't be gentle. I can take it. I can take it as hard as you want. I want to take it. I want to please you. You've restrained yourself for far too long. And I want you to fucking explode in my mouth. Give it to me. Feed me your cock. Let yourself do what you've needed to for so long. Hunk, do you see how wet I am from this? I'm dripping onto your face again. Yes, like I'll get up. Don't just keep fucking up into my mouth, please. Fucking make me take it, baby. Are you? Give it to me. What is it? Oh, why did you stop? Are you ready to come soon? Just tell me when, baby. And I will shove this cock all the way up down my patriotic little throat and swallow everything like a disposable, unwanted citizen. Come into my mouth, my love. Fucking explode. Force feed me. Face fuck me. Come for me, my love. Empty your balls in my throat. Please. Please just come. Come to my mouth. Please, like, come on. How much did you need that? How much did you need to drain yourself into my mouth with my cunt dripping its juices onto your fucking face? I never wanted anything more than this in my life. Your cum tastes so fucking good. I loved swallowing it. And I don't regret anything. My love. Companion. My love. How long do you think before they get here? Yeah, not long at all. No, I don't want to put my clothes on. If this is my last moment with you, I want you naked like this. To remember you. Just like this. Your perfect body. Your perfect, beautiful body. My love. Put your other arm around me too, please. I need this. I need you to touch me, to hold me. I don't give a fuck what they consider right or wrong anymore. And maybe whoever has been on watch thinks so too. Who's to say? And if they do, I'll have a chance to use my access to Nation's new dawn tomorrow. And get our son back. And we will teach him everything. All the things that the nation refuses to let its children know. And right now, I can't think about any of that. I only care about your body against mine. Yeah, close your eyes, baby. Just think of my wet cunt in your face. And your cock down my throat. That's all I want your mind to be filled with. Just stay like this. Dream about me, my love. no matter what happens next. Dream about us, just like this, just coming for one another. Hold me, my love, for as long as we can.